Life is going to give you challenges, struggles. It's going to force you to face your fears. Even though these may feel like your worst enemy, in truth, these are actually your greatest allies. My name is Lance Isios. Welcome to the University of Adversity.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to University of Adversity. For those of you that don't know, my name is Lance Isios. And I've hosted this show since December 2018. Isn't that crazy? We're almost at 500 episodes. And wow, what a ride it's been. I'm going to do this all in one shot. Usually when I record solo episodes, I end up messing up, going back and doing it again. But I'm going to do this all. This is the first take. So I'm just going to go with whatever comes up. I wanted to create this solo episode for you guys because I announced the other day that I will be going off social media for the next month or maybe longer. Now, I said I'd see you back in June. It's now beginning of May. And I'm going to see where this lands and how long I feel like staying off it. So I wanted to create this solo episode to kind of explain why I did it, what my purpose around it is, and what I expect to get out of it. Because some of you may have been going through the same sort of thought process with social media, and maybe this will help clear things up for you. Social media to me is a fantastic tool, right? And it can be used for a lot of amazing things, right? You can communicate with people, you can create content of value, you can share things with others, you can share memes and laughter and all kinds of stuff, right? So there's a lot of benefit to it. And the fact that you have the ability to go viral and reach people by just talking about what you love is pretty cool. Now, there's plenty of positive things about it, right? I remember when social media first started, was on my radar in like 2006, Facebook, and, you know, then things just sort of got crazy. Like, I'm blessed to have been living in a time where I was in my 20s before this whole social media thing took off. So I could see both worlds, you know, what it was like before and then what it was like after. So a lot of great things have come from social media. But I find for me, the way I am and my tendencies is that social media can really become a distraction. And this is about being self-aware. Something that I think is the most important thing. And I talk about it in my book about when you're facing adversity or anything really, is awareness is the first step. And for me, I have to be aware of my energy and my time and my attention, right? And when I'm going to speak for myself as a creator, as an entrepreneur, when you're your own boss, you're your own boss, right? So you have to monitor your time. You have to monitor where your focus is. You have to monitor where your energy is going, right? And especially for me, when I'm creating things like this, like the podcast, but I'm also doing breath work, right? I'm also doing breath work and meditations, and my energy needs to be in the right space. Like, I have to intentionally create my energy. So I have to be able to understand what brings me into a place where I'm at that frequency, that high vibration, which is, you know, essentially if you don't like the terms frequency or vibration, your state, like what state do you want to be in? And for me, I have found that social media, Instagram specifically for me, has had the effect where I can notice it taking me out of my own, energy that I've cultivated, and it almost hijacks it. And then I start to take on other people's energy and perspectives of what they think in the world, whether it be what's going on in the world, all the crazy shit going on, or people's opinions, and then comparison starts. So you start comparing yourself to other people who are in your industry, and then you start to wonder, well, why am I not there? And why do they do it like this? And why do I not do it like that? And then, you know, you take on the energy of the negativity, right? You start to like take that on. And I have found that I haven't been great at being able to separate myself from that. And I found that it hijacks the truth of who I am and creates this distortion of energy and perspective that I don't like. So even though my intention is when I go on social media is to, okay, I'm going to go on, I'd like to create something, I'd like to, you know, check my DMs, connect with people, I just find myself getting into this loophole that never ends. And following people and listening to videos and things that really I don't really even care to follow or listen to, but it just becomes this hamster wheel, and I just get sucked into it. And I ask myself, like, wow, like how does this even happen, right? And I had to be honest with myself. I had to look at my screen time. Now, all of you guys, I know that looking at your screen time is very confronting feeling when you see that you've spent hours and hours on your phone and social media. And I know what you're going to say. Oh, well, I'm using it for work. And that's what I've said too. But then when I'm honest with myself and I look at, well, how much have I been producing with content? Like, it's not like I have, you know, a video. It's not like I'm posting 3 times a day, right? Like, that's not the case. And I had to look at my consumption versus my production. And it's basically like, it's scary to see. And then I was forced to just be like, wow, you've wasted so much time. There is no excuse for this. There's things that need to get done that you've been procrastinating on, right? There's specific things that I know within the business and with offers that I've been holding back on. Yet I spend time doing things like Instagram scrolling when I could be doing other things. And now I'm not saying to this to beat myself up or for you to beat yourself up. I'm just saying that this is where we have to be aware. Who are you trying to be, right? Like, what are your goals? Are you kicking ass in life and you got all these things going on and you got a family, you got lots going on, and you just use social media as like entertainment? Great. That's amazing. And if you can control it, that's awesome. You know, if you are able to be that person that can come in, do what you got to do and get out, perfect. Good for you. But then you also have to know, like, well, is this serving me? Like, am I using it or is it using me? That's what you have to ask yourself. And these algorithms are designed to hijack your attention. Your attention is the most important resource right now. And whatever they can do to keep your attention so that you don't leave the platform and so that you're sharing things and that you're getting stuck in the craziness of it so that you don't leave, right? You become addicted to it. That's what they want. Excuse me. That's what they want. So then you have to be like, oh shit, that's not what I want. And you have to be able to be aware of it and snap out of it. But sometimes once you're in the social media matrix, I'm speaking specifically to Instagram here because this is the one that I have the most problems with, is that then I don't even notice myself getting stuck in it. And then until I actually go, oh, wow, I've spent too much time on here. Do I realize it? So just like anything, if somebody says, should I quit drinking alcohol? I've been asked that many times. People ask me my opinions on things. And I say, well, what's your relationship with it? Are you able to function? Is it affecting your life? Does it get in the way? Like, you have to ask yourself all the questions. Social media can become an addiction like everything else. Am I getting everything I need to get done? Okay, you are. Perfect. Am I creating all that I need to get done? Like, am I utilizing my time efficiently? Yes. Okay. Am I okay with the time that I'm allotting for social media, for entertainment, or for whatever? Okay. Yes. Like, you have to ask yourself, depending on your unique situation, like what you're using it for. And then you have to go, am I okay with spending this much time on it? And am I okay with my relationship with it? And only you know this. And I always say this about everything. I never say to anybody, this is true to me, so it's got to be true for you. That's not how I do things. I say, this is what, for me, this is what's worked. This is what I've noticed in my own life. Here's what I think. And I do this for nutrition. I do this for spiritual practices. I do this for everything. Whatever it is in life, I always encourage people to use their own discernment, their own thought process on what it does for you. And this is where the awareness comes in, is you have to take a mental checklist and be like, okay, how often am I using this? Is it serving me? Like, what is the point of this? And for me, I had to get honest with myself and look at, is this actually serving me? How do I feel when I'm on here? Like, what am I doing? And I found that I was just using it as an escape, using it for procrastinating. And really, like, I love Instagram for the fun of the humor of it, the memes and the jokes and all of that. But at the same time, like, I can't be doing that all the time. And I just found that certain people were bringing me down, and then I would be like, oh, you should be creating more content, blah, blah, blah. And to be honest, sometimes I'm like, what should I be posting? Like, what do I want to post? And like, I think taking a break from something like this for me is going to give me clarity as to what am I actually doing, and like, why am I using this thing? And that's what I want to do. I want to come back to the drawing board and be like, what do I want? Like, what should I be posting? What do I want to post? And what is in alignment with what I want to create? And yeah, and just create content, be more consistent and more intentional with it. And just like I would with coffee or sugar or alcohol or anything that robs my energy or time and it feels like I'm a slave to the thing, I always take a step back. I do a detox from the thing, right? I go off it for a while, you know, take it out of my life, and then I reintroduce it after from a different perspective. And then when I lose control again, specifically coffee or alcohol, it's come back and forth into my life. Okay, it's time to give it up again. And I think social media is the same, right? And, you know, my fear was like, oh, I got to build my business on here and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, you know, my higher self is like, well, look, it's only a month. And you've been doing the same shit on here and you're not really using it to move the needle forward that much as you could be. So it's better to take a break, reevaluate what you're doing, and then just go at it with a better perspective. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm excited about it. I really am auditing my time and attention, and I want to focus it on things that are going to move towards the person that I want to be, the business, the legacy that I want to create for the work that I do. And just be more intentional with time and not allow things that take me away from who I want to be, and focus more on the things that take me towards it. And I think, again, social media can be one of those things that is incredibly powerful for helping you get your message into the world and connect with people. And it's been a blessing for me as well, right? But like I said, like I found that, oh shit, all right, I've lost control of this. And I have to be humble to admit that. And I think you guys listening should ask yourself the same question, right? Sometimes these things happen and we're confronted with it. We have to be honest with ourselves, right? You have to be honest. Who else are you going to be honest with? You can't be honest with yourself. So that's why I've decided to take a break. And I'm excited. It's also going to show me like who I stay in contact with and who reaches out and, you know, all that stuff, right? Because, you know, social media, sometimes I feel like everybody's got access to me and like I got to answer these DMs all the time. And I just don't want to be doing that. Like, and I don't mean this in like a negative way, but like if somebody sends me a DM, I don't want to feel like I have to answer it right away. You know, and I have this like one of my people pleasing tendencies that is like, oh, I don't want to ignore them. But at the end of the day, it's my time. It's my attention, right? And I think this is a lesson for all of you guys. You have to guard that with your life. And if you're trying to create something big, you got to think bigger and you got to be like, I need to get rid of everything that isn't in alignment with my use of time. And I'm reading this book. My good friend Carla Treadway talked to me about this book and she told me about it. It's called 10X is easier than 2X. And it's making so much sense to me. It's like getting rid of all the shit, doing more of the important stuff and less of the other stuff that feels like you're busy, but you're not actually progressing as much, and then focusing on less, but doing more of it. And you actually excel further. And it's really fascinating book that I'm reading right now. I just started it, but it just already has made my mind think. And then when I started to think about getting off social media for a bit, it made sense. It was like, yeah, like that time and energy that you spend on that could be really revamping your vision, what to do and, you know, creating things that you've been holding back on. Instead of just sitting on my device and looking at other people's stuff, you know? So anyways, I recommend you guys really today, ask yourself, be honest with yourself. Like, what am I using this for? Is this serving me? And if it's not, right? If you find it's a distraction, it's getting in the way, you spend too much time on it, it's draining your energy, then it's time to pull yourself back from it for a bit, right? It's time to reevaluate and then look at it with a fresh lens. You guys have to realize that these social media companies design this stuff on purpose. They design it to keep your attention and to do whatever they can to keep it. But you are in control. You have to have the awareness to ask the questions. Is this serving me or am I serving it? And if it is, if you're serving it, if you are part of if you are part of the problem and you are feeding into the problem and not feeding into yourself, well, then you got to take a realistic look at it. So yeah, that's about it. That's all I have to say for that right now. I'm going to have a lot more solo episodes this month. And yeah, just these shorter episodes, giving you guys what's on my mind, what's on my heart. And, yeah, I've been working on getting some free guided breathwork meditations done. I have them done. I just don't have them hooked up so that you can opt in and get them right now. So I will be hooking those up as like a free giveaway for these podcast episodes. I just don't have it yet. But yeah, and then you can kind of start to dive into your own practice of doing some breathwork, working through things and then sitting in a meditation. They've been really helpful for me. And I'm obviously looking to really take this into the world and really step into this a lot more. So, and if you guys have read my book, I talk about breath work as being a major tool in my transformation. It's opened up a lot of doors. So Yeah, that's it for me now. If you guys aren't subscribed to University of Adversity, please do so. And we got a ton of episodes over the years of amazing people, like, you know, like all walks of life, from pro athletes, celebrities, to scientists, doctors, shamans, you know, healers, scientists. Like, I mean, you name it. People that have been abducted by aliens, like, you know, all kinds. So subscribe to that. And, you know, stay on top of the episodes, because I'm going to be picking things up again here. And I really appreciate it. Also, if you do want to support the podcast, I don't have like a Patreon or anything set up like that, which I probably should. I've been being told that for years. Another thing. See, these are the little things that I should get set up, get my assistant to help with. I just, you know, they get lost in the translation of things. So if you do want to support the show, my book, Mastering Adversity, is available on Amazon, and that goes directly into funding everything at University of Adversity and my mission of really helping you all take your power back, reconnect to your inner power, and, you know, help you heal your hearts and break free from the chains of the past and help you really step in to the person and the potential that you are meant to be. And it all starts with adversity. It all starts with how you deal with difficult shit. How do you respond? How do you react? How do you grow? What do you take from it? And how do you learn from it? And how do you share that in your own life? So yeah, Mastering Adversity, Unlock the Warrior Within, Turn Your Biggest Struggles into Your Greatest Gifts. That's my book. It's right behind me here. You wouldn't know that on audio though. So it's available on Amazon. And yeah, if you guys got value from this, share it with somebody who you feel needs it, or leave a review. I always really appreciate seeing reviews pop up. And yeah, let me know your thoughts, you guys, what you thought of this episode, because let me know if you can resonate with this whole social media thing. And yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. All right. Much love, everybody. We'll catch you next time.